Friday, day 6 before Shabbat, Parasha Kitisa, when you take, Kitisa continued, Romans 15,
bearing others' burdens.
Now we were strong not to bear the weaknesses of the weak, and not to please ourselves. Let each one of us please his neighbor for that which is good, to be building them up. For even Messiah didn't please himself. But, as it is written, the reproaches of those who reproached you fell on me. For whatever things were written before were written for our learning, that for patience and for encouragement of the scriptures we might have hope. Now the Elohim of patience and of encouragement grant you to be of the same mind one with another according to Messiah Yeshua, that with one accord you may with one mouth glorify the Elohim and Father of our Adonai Yeshua the Messiah.
Glorify Elohim together.
Therefore accept one another, even as Messiah also accepted you, to the glory of Elohim. Now I say that Messiah has been made a servant of the circumcision for the truth of Elohim, that he might confirm the promises given to the fathers, and that the Gentiles might glorify Elohim for his mercy. As it is written, therefore will I give praise to you among the Gentiles, and sing to your name. Again he says, rejoice, you Gentiles, with his people. Again, praise Adonai, all you Gentiles. Let all the peoples praise him. Again, Isaiah says, there will be the root of Jesse, he who arises to rule over the Gentiles, in him the Gentiles will hope. Now may the Elohim of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope, in the power of the set-apart Holy Spirit.
From Jerusalem to Illyricum.
I myself am also persuaded about you, my brothers, that you yourselves are full of goodness, filled with all knowledge, able also to admonish others. But I write the more boldly to you in part, as reminding you, because of the grace that was given to me by Elohim, that I should be a servant of Messiah Yeshua to the Gentiles, serving as a priest the good news of Elohim, that the offering up of the Gentiles might be made acceptable, sanctified by the set-apart Holy Spirit. I have therefore my boasting in Messiah Yeshua in things pertaining to Elohim. For I will not dare to speak of any things except those which Messiah worked for me, for the obedience of the Gentiles, by word and deed, in the power of signs and wonders, in the power of Elohim's Spirit. So that from Jerusalem, and around as far as to Illyricum, I have fully preached the good news of Messiah, yes, making it my aim to proclaim the good news, not where Messiah was already named, that I might not build on another's foundation. But, as it is written, they will see, to whom no news of him came. They who haven't heard will understand.
Plan to visit Rome.
Therefore also I was hindered these many times from coming to you, but now, no longer having any place in these regions, and having these many years a longing to come to you, whenever I journey to Spain, I will come to you. For I hope to see you in my journey, and to be helped on my way there by you, if first I may enjoy your company for a while. But now, I say, I am going to Jerusalem, serving the set-apart holy ones. For it has been the good pleasure of Macedonia and Achaia to make a certain contribution for the poor among the set-apart holy ones who are at Jerusalem. Yes, it has been their good pleasure, and they are their debtors. For if the Gentiles have been made partakers of their spiritual things, they owe it to them also to serve them in fleshly things. When therefore I have accomplished this, and have sealed to them this fruit, I will go on by way of you to Spain. I know that, when I come to you, I will come in the fullness of the blessing of the good news of Messiah. Now I beg you, brothers, by our Adonai Yeshua the Messiah, and by the love of the Spirit, that you strive together with me in your prayers to Elohim for me, that I may be delivered from those who are disobedient in Judea, and that my service which I have for Jerusalem may be acceptable to the set-apart holy ones, that I may come to you in joy through the will of Elohim, and together with you, find rest. Now the Elohim of peace be with you all. Amen. End of today's Torah and related scriptures. Praise Yah. HNVIT version, in the public domain.